You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
The HTC Vive just got a big price cut. By Jeffrey Van Camp. HTC's Vive pioneered room-scale virtual reality and brought it to the homes of enthusiasts. That innovation came at a price. It launched at $800, costing hundreds more than its closest competitor, the Oculus Rift. As of March 19, 2018, it finally has a price tag of $500. You can now buy the standard Vive for $500, give or take a dollar, which comes with a copy of Fallout 4 VR, the headset, two motion controllers, and two sensor base stations that you place around your room. Those base stations help detect your exact position, enabling you to get off your chair and stand up and walk around game worlds with ease. In my experience, it feels like walking on a Star Trek holodeck of sorts. If you are a Trekker like me, Star Trek Bridge Crew is a fantastic game to play in VR. The headset also comes with 2 free months of HTC's Viveport service, which lets you play 5 VR games a month from a selection of around 500 titles. Buy the Vive for $500, $100 off, on Vive.com, Amazon, Newegg, Walmart, or GameStop. Need a Vive-ready PC? This test and spec sheet will tell you if your PC can handle VR. When buying, try to look for VR-ready logos and double-check the specs to make sure the PC has at least 6GB of RAM, optimally 16GB, an Intel Core i5 or i7, 7th or 8th generation, and an NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1060 or higher graphics card, or Radeon RX 480. It will also need HDMI or DisplayPort connections. Amazon has some decent VR-ready desktops and laptops here. How to pre-order the HTC Vive Pro. The big reason Vive is falling in price is HTC's new Vive Pro, which is up for pre-order. It was one of our Wired Best of CES 2018 picks. It has a clearer display, more pixels, integrated hi-fi audio headphones, microphones for audio isolation, and more comfortable strap. It can also create a VR space up to 10 by 10 meters wide, which is so ginormous it would fill the entirety of a very large open basement. The Vive Pro starts at $800, but that will only nab you the headset and a free 6-month subscription to Viveport, 2 months if you order after June 3rd. If you don't already own 2 motion controllers, $130 each, and 2 base stations, $135 each, you'll need to purchase those separately. These additions bring the total cost to about $1,330. If that's out of your budget, we highly recommend just purchasing the standard Vive. Your experience will still be stellar, and you will have access to every game. Vive Pro should run on any Vive-ready PC, according to HTC representatives, but the more powerful your machine, the better. You can pre-order the Vive Pro on Vive.com. It begins shipping April 5th.